What do we learn out from Mila told over that we should say Yesh Shliach the Bar Avera. That they make a Shliach do an Avera for you and the Shliach does it, so it's not the Shliach that is Chayiv, but it's the Meshalach, the one that sent him, should be Chayiv. Smar says, no, even according to Meshami, also we have Trutzim. Shonevi Milo Tficho Mechiro, Shneksum Bonkiecha, Bechashim Zonvech, Bemalamdin. According to Meshami, also there's another Pasuk of Tficho Mechiro, so that makes it the Shneksuvim, therefore only over here and no place else. Just on the Gemara before we had on Membeis Amud Aleph. Now, first of all, the Gemara asked a question about Shlichus from Korban Pesach. So we said the Pasuk says Ish. So we darshan that Ish Zeicha v'lo ha'katan Zeicha, that only a katan or gadol could be Zeicha, not a katan. So there's the other question, the Chorav Sheet, like, what do we need a Pasuk for this? Hakayim lo, we hold the Yain Yad the katan, we had a Gemara in Gidden. So Taisa says, V'yeshlerim l'gabi Pesach Yitzruch. Now, by a Korban Pesach, I would have thought maybe a Katan could be Zeich in the Korban Pesach for the rest of the Mishpacha. Because, Hoyol d'Sheich of Achilles Pesachim, since a Katan is in the Pasha of the Mitzvah Tit from the Korban Pesach, like Sela based office, we dash in the whole bias has a Chiyuv Titit, even a Katan has a Chiyuv Titit. So I would have thought to say, since maybe a Katan is in this Pasha in the Mitzvah of Korban Pesach, maybe he could buy the Korban and be Zeich for everybody else. That's why I need this Pasach. No, it's Zeich for Loya Katan Zeich. Then the Gemara asked the question about Nosi Yechud, what am I learning out from there? The Pasha of Shlichus. So Gemara came out to say, well, when the Nosi is dividing Eretz Yisrael, he is dividing Eber for Ketanim, and by Ketanim, here for sure we hold the Kotan can't make a Shliach. So therefore, the Gemara says it doesn't go out Shlichus. But rather, what does it go? It goes up to Torah Tchia, that the Nosi could be Zeicha, the land, for everybody, even for the Ketanim. So really, the Ran speaks out here, of course, the famous Shiloh, how does the Tchia work? But there are a lot of Rishonim that learn that Tzchi is mitam shlichus. That just like you could appoint somebody to be a shliach, so if something's a schus, if something's good for you, then there's a parsha that you could become a shliach even without his permission. But it's also a parsha of shlichus. Like we say, Tzchi is mitam shlichus. So it should be a kasha from this Gemara. If Tzchi is mitam shlichus and a cotton doesn't have a shlichus, sakwe de nosi vizrecha for a cotton. The Kuravaita, there's no parsha of shlichus. I think Okivegu wants to learn the pshat is that a katan is not in the pasha, can't appoint a shliach, he doesn't have das to appoint a shliach, that's why. A katan's das, a katan's minui, is not called a minui, he doesn't have enough das to appoint a shliach. But if something's a schus, the pshat is where it's a schus for you, then you do not need your minui shlichus. We do not need the owner like to appoint a shliach. By himself he can become a shliach. So therefore it's possible to say even to a katan also, he can become a shliach. However, the Ran doesn't learn like that, and the Ran says, Enachnami, according to the Havamina Gemara right now, that goes Batoros a real din of Tchia, so this Havamina would hold that Tchia is not Mitam Shlichus, but rather there's a new Pasha of Tchia. But then the Gemara comes out, even Batoros Tchia also is a little bit of a Kasha, because really it's a Ksas Choyva here, that maybe the Ketanim will not want this type of property, maybe they will want a different type of property. So Gemara comes out, that's a new type of Yisoid here. So then that Bezdin appoints an Apotropis to make such a schia for Ketanim. And the Ran explains, here's a little bit different. Because here really by the Chaluk Yisoretz, like everybody has a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Even the Ketanim already have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. It's only a question of dividing it out, like deciding exactly which one is yours. So since they have Shaykhis to the Oretz already, therefore here the Bezdin or the Nosi is the Apotropis for the Ketanim, they have a right to make the schia for the Ketanim, even though there's a Ksas Chayv involved. Therefore, it comes out, it's not a real halacha of Tzchi here, but it's mitam of Bezdin dika halacha. So therefore, what the Ran says, l'fide maskana sagamara, it's not a real din Tzchi here. So therefore, it could be that Tzchi is really mitam shlichus. But the reason why the Nosi could be zecher for the Ketanim here, because it goes a new halacha, but there is an apotropis, that Bezdin appoints an apotropis to make such a Tzchi for the Ketanim. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. You hold enough Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Again, in the middle of the Shiloh, we hold the klal is Ein Shliach Advar Avera. Even though the Torah says it by Mila, but we say it Shneik Suvim, the Torah says it by the Parsha of Mila, and also the Parsha of Shlichus Yad. So last question was, the Elul Be Shammai, the Mukmilo, last Gemara enough Mem, maybe from the Beis, Elul Be Shammai, the Mukmilo, the High Krov, and Machshav, and Kemaisom, Be Shammai says, no, that by Shlichus Yad, there's no Parsha of Shlichus Advar Avera. He uses the pasuk to say with machshava yechayiv. So if so, Nelef Minei, according to Beshama, the question is, let's learn out from the Parsha of Mila that you say Yesh Shlicha Dvar Aveiro, and with there we should learn out the Kola Torah Kula that we should say Yesh Shlicha Dvar Aveiro. As we hold Shnei Ksuvim, according to Beshama, there's no Shnei Ksuvim. Sumer says no, still the Shnei Ksuvim. I'll tell you, Mishum Dehevi Mi'ilo, the Parsha of Mila, there's a Chiddush of Yesh Shlicha Dvar Aveiro, and also Tficho Mechira, when a person steals a shore or a seh, and then he eats a shechted, makes a shechiter, or else he sells it, the Torah says, Yechayev Dal Vehei. And there, there's a chiddush even a day a shliach, that there we say, Yeh shliach advar veira. So therefore, again, it remains, Shnei ksum aboyin ki yechod, v'chol shnei ksum aboyin ki yechod, ein malamdin. Like, why did the Torah have to repeat this chiddush twice, by Mila and by Tzvicho Mechiro, to teach us only here and no place else? So more explains, now, where are these two places? Mi'ilo ho di amorin, like we had before, we learned out chet mitruma. That is a parsha of Shliach Dvar Aveira by Mila. A Tficho Mechira Mahi, where's the parsha by Tficho Mechira? Omakro, the Pasuk says, V'tovchoi oi mochroi. Like after you steal the shor or the seh, then either you shecht it or else oi mochroi. So we learn out one from the other, Tficha and Mechira. That ma Mechira ayadayacha, just like whenever you sell something, there's always somebody else involved. You have to sell it to somebody else. There is another party involved. Therefore, after tficha ayde acher, even when you make a tficha, when you make the shchita, it could also be done ayde acher. So, from here we see the chiddush you say, yeh shliach dvar aveira. The very Rabbi Shmuel Tono oi. The pasuk says v'tovchoi oi mochroi. The word oi, the aleph is extra. Joshua said v'tovchoi umochroi. What's the oi? L'rabbi says a shliach that you could even do the tficha ayde shliach. If you steal somebody's shor and then you tell somebody else to come and make the shchita, you're chayev dal v'hei. It says an extra word, tachas in this parsha. It says tachas hashor, she says tachas haseh. Techad minal yisrael, one of them is extra. Because it says two times the word tachas. Tachas, the rabbi says hashliach. From here we learn out that you say yesh shliach dvar aveira. So therefore it's only in these two places and no place else. So Gemara says no, but ho nichol amandi yom eshnei kesuvim bach yechorei melamdin. If you learn like this, you can't learn out, it's very good. If you hold all over, you still learn out. Even though the Torah says something twice, so what? It could be here, and who then you could learn out. So the question is, why do we learn out from these two places of Mila and Tzvicha Mechira to all over that you should say, Yesh Shlicha Dvar Aveira? So Mora says, no, Gola Rachamon of Shchut Echutz. There's a Chiddush by Shchut Echutz. If you take a Korban, that you're supposed to shecht inside the Beis Hamikdash, and you shecht it outside, the Torah says, Echayet Chorus. But here the pasuk says, "Dam yichoshev leish hahu and dam shofich." It says next word, "Leish hahu." This person, the one that shechts the korban outside, so dig is who v'lo shluchoi. Only if he does it, and not if he makes a shliach. If he makes a shliach to shecht his korban outside, then you're not chayiv. So you see in this pasuk of shchutei chutz, ain shliach l'dvar aveira. So Mor says true. Ask nechon gam b'shchutei chutz. Here it actually says ain shliach l'dvar aveira. But b'chol ha'tarim minolan, how do you know all it all over? Like, how do you know other places ain't shliach? So Gemara says, what do you want to tell me? The yalef mishchut echutz, that I learned it out from shchut echutz. Just like over here, I say ain't shliach dvar aveira, who I didn't all over, I say ain't shliach dvar aveira. So Gemara says, maybe no. Ad yalef mishchut echutz, nelef mihanach. Why learn it out from shchut echutz to say ain't shliach dvar aveira? Learn it out rather from Milo and from Tzvichu Mechiru, that we should say yesh shliach dvar aveira all over. And I'll say shchut echutz is a special parsha, only over there you say ain't shliach. That maybe all over we should still say Yesh Shliach. Gemara says no. There's another miyut in this parsha of Shchut Echutz. Hoda Kosar Rachmana V'Nichras Yishahu. It says again the word Ahu a second time. So Imeinu Inyan Lagufa. If you did not need it for this parsha of Shchut Echutz to tell us Ein Shliach Dvar Aveira, because we learned it out from the first word Ahu, is to Nuinyan L'Chol HaTerakula. We use the second word Ahu to teach us all over that L'Chol HaTerakula we learn out from Shchut Echutz. The klal is ain shliach dvar aveira. That's the klal. Now the Gemara says, Ulaman the Yomad, according to the man the Yomad says, Shnei ksuvim haboyin ki yechod ain malamdin. And behold, no. When the Torah says something twice, the question is, why does the Torah have to say it twice? Learn out from the first place. Elo, the Torah wants to teach us only here and no place else. So if you learn like that, Hani yahu hahu my dashi behu. So we learn now then from the parsha of Tficha Mechira and Mila to say Ein Shliach Dvar Aveira all over. So why do I need two extra words Ahu Ahu in the parsha of Shchut Echutz? Like I do not need it to teach me all over Ein Shliach Dvar Aveira. So why does the Torah say the extra word Ahu two times? So Mor says, do we need it? What does it teach us? What's going to be if two people hold the sakin? When you have your korban and you're shechting it now outside the Beis Hamikdash, let's say Torah says ishahu, only if one person makes the shechita, and not if you have two people doing it together. That's what one pasuk tells us. V'chad hu, what do we need the second word of hu for? To teach us hu v'lo yonis. Not if he was like forced to do it, an onus, by accident, by force, an onus. Like, hu also v'lo shegi, not if he did it by, hu v'lo yonitor, not if he was misled. Kitzei shahu, do it with his own das, with his own understanding, he wants to do it. Not if he was forced or unwillingly, or else misled. So therefore, that's what do with the words, ahu, ahu. But einach nami, the klal of ein shlichet av aravero, I learned out from shnei ksuvim. And this is for these things. Now the Gemara Sakasha Viduch, according to the other man, the Yoma, that does not learn out from shnei ksuvim. But he needs these two words, ahu, ahu, to teach ein shlichet av aravero all over. So if so, how does he know these last two drushes to say if two people do it, they're potter, or to say if you're anonymous or you're shaykh, you're matoy, you're potter? So Gemara says he holds, mehu, hahu. Each word is like a double drusha. It could have just said the word who, and it says the word the extra hey, hahu, is to teach me two things. That first of all, not if two people do it, and secondly, ein shlich d'var avera. V'iduch, what is Alman the Yoma that says, we say shnei k'sum nochen ein melamdin, if so, we know ein shlich from all over, from Mila and Tficha Mechira. So what do I do with the extra hu ahu? I only have two drushes. What do I do with the extra hey? So my answer is, hu ahu loy darish. He does not hold that's an extra word. Like, that's an urcha to say. You say who, you say ahu, it's the same thing. So he holds it's not an extra drusha there. Yeah. Namor says, v'hod etoni, that's what we learned. Ho'oi melish luchoi. Say hor against ha'nefesh, if somebody tells a shliach, go kill somebody. So locker is, hu chayiv v'sholcha fata. The one that kills is chayiv, but the one that sent is potter. Because we say, ein shliach, it's very, very good. But it says here, Shammai HaZokin, Shammai HaZokin says, Mishum Chagai HaNovi, over from the Novi Chagai, that Sholchav Chayiv, no, the one that sent him, he's Chayiv Misa. Shinema, because the apostate that says, Oysoi Harakta Becherib Bnei Amon, says that by David HaMelech, he had Uri Achiti killed out. So even though David himself did not kill him, he had a Shliach kill him, it was considered like David HaMelech killed him. You see, you say, Yeshir Dvarvei Rabbi Misa. The Gemara says, now, my time with the Shammai HaZokin. What's the reason of Shammai HaZokin? How come he holds here, Yei Shliach? So Gemara doesn't want to say it's a special Gzeras HaKosev here. So Gemara says, first of all, Ksav HaTayah Shammai holds, like we learned like this first before, that he holds, Shnei Ksuvim Abon Ki Yechod Melamdin. So therefore, the Torah says, by Mila, by Tzvicha Mechir, Yei Shliach, and he learns out from there to all over. We had the Miyat by Shchut Echutz. So HaTayah Vahu Ahu, Loi Dorish, he does not make this double drasha from Ahu. Say the extra word, the extra hey. Therefore, he just uses it, not two people and not mutor, but ain't shlich, he doesn't hold, he holds yesh shlich of the varavera. That's one shot in Shammai HaZokin. The boy is saying, another terrorist says, Lierlam really, I'll tell you, Dorish. No, Shammai HaZokin also holds ain't shlich of the varavera. Well, my chayiv, what does it mean here to say that the shulcha, the one that sent him to kill, is chayiv? Chayiv medina shemayim. It means medina shemayim the chayiv. Like you're a ksras groma, you caused him to be killed, you told the person go and kill him. So even though you're not chayiv misa, because ain't shliach, but I call upon him, it's a groma, you chayiv medina shemayim. So more so, that's the pshat is so, michlal the tanakam is so, afilu medina shemayim, nami potter, how could that be? The Tanakhama says you're potter vadi, but they yodim you're potter. But the chur in Shemayim, you get clapped because you did something wrong. Still, you caused them to be killed. Gemara says true. Eladina rather vadina zuti gavanayu. According to you, it's true. Just that Shammai hold is a bigger punishment upon you, but only b'day Shemayim. And Tanakhama says no, it's not such a big punishment. But avadi b'day yodim could be both old ain't shlichas bar avera. So only a question in b'day Shemayim, how much of a punishment you'll get. The boy is saying another terrorist says, I'll tell you, really, Shammai holds all over, ain't shlich l'dvar aveira. But Shani Hossam, the goli rachmon, oisai harakta v'cher ben yamon. Here is a special posse, the smashma, that by hariga, if you have somebody killed, we say, yeh shliach l'dvar aveira. Even though all over ain't shliach, this is also another posse, that only here we say, yeh shliach. V'iduch, what does the Tanakhama do with this posse? I'll tell you, harei l'chot y'cher ben yamon. It just means to say that David HaMelech is potter, just like when you kill out Bnei Amon. You know what? Macher Bnei Amon, ain't not so shalom, just I'm going to kill out Bnei Amon. That was a mitzvah to kill them out. They were the goyim. So you don't get punished for it. Af Uriah Hachiti Yaton Nenesh Alov. Who I did when David had Uriah Hachiti killed out, he also will not get punished for it. My time, what's the reason? I'll tell you, he was Mechuyiv Misa Uri Achiti. Because the Merved of Malchusu, he was a Merved, he rebelled against David HaMelech, the king. Tikomale, because he said over in front of David HaMelech that V'yadoini Yoyev, my master Yoyev. And that's not nice. You don't talk in front of the king, David, about another person that's below David, about the chief in general. You don't talk about him to say he's the master. That's called Merib Malchus. Because he said in front of David HaMelech, V'yadoini Yoyev, V'cholav de'yadoini apnei asodachonim. So therefore, Uri Achiti was Mechuyiv Misa. So therefore, since David had him killed out, the apostle is just saying, he's not going to get punished at all, not even B'dei Shemayim. But Avada, the klal is, Ein Shluyach Adbar Aveira. Oh my Rav, Rav says, Im Tim Tzolem, if you want to tell me, that Sovar Shammai, Shnei Ksum Aboin Ki Yechud, Melamden, if you want to tell me Shammai Hild, yes, we do learn out all over. And Vahu, Ahu, Loi Dorish, he doesn't make the extra drosha from the word Ahu, so true Shammai holds all over. Yesh Shliach Advar Aveira, but I'll still tell you that Moide, Shammai Azokin agrees that V'oi Melish Lucha, if somebody tells the Shliach, say, boil us erva. Go out and be boiled. Live with an erva. Live with a chayv krisis. Live with an erva. Or else, be ochel es achelev. Reuven tells Shimon, go eat chelev. Shu chayv. In such a case, avada the shliach is chayv. V'sholchav poten. The one that sent him for sure is poter in these two cases. Why? Shaloi matzino v'chol ha-Torah kula. We don't find anywhere in the Torah. Zenen v'zem es chayv. Now we don't find out. Where he has the enjoyment and somebody else should be chayv. In other words, part of the Aveira, part of the Arroyis is the fact that you're living with the girl, with the lady. You're having enjoyment from the Erva. Or else a chelik of the Isra of eating chelik is the enjoyment, the fact you're eating the chelik. So if that's a chelik of the Isra, so the one that's eating it is eating it, having the enjoyment. He's chayiv. In such a case, even Shammai Hazaka will be moida, that the Mishalach is Potter.
Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Itman will learn like this. Rav Amar, Rav holds, Shliach Naseid. If you make a Shliach to do something for you, he could also be an aid. Well, it's Negeti Kedushin. Let's say you make a Shliach to marry your wife. So the Shliach, he could be the aid of Kedushin also. But the Vei Rebbe Shela Amri, Ein Shliach Naseid. No, if you're a Shliach, if you're the one that's doing the Maisa Kedushin, you cannot be an aid Vedover. So Gemara says, my time at the very Rabbi Shila, what's Rabbi Shila's time? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Mishum de Loyom Alehev Alehed, because you did not tell the Shliach to become your aid. So Gemara says, do you need that? Elo Meyati, if so, if you want to tell me that. So you want to say, Kiddush Isha B'fnei Shnayim, if somebody married his wife in front of two Eidim, but Vloyom Alehem Atam Eidah, he did not tell the two Eidim, you should be my Eidim. Hochinami de Lehevi Kedusha, you want to tell me the Kedushin is no good? Like Avada, the Kedushin is good. But the klal is, as long as Edim saw what you're doing, that's good. You don't bedavka have to tell the Edim to be your Edim. Just lemaisa, what we do by our kedushins, we do appoint two people to be Edim. That's only because there are a lot of kerevim in the audience, and we don't want the kerevim to become an aid. Then they'll be pasul, because nim sechem and korev pasul will all become sulim. So we announce these two people should be Edim, only them and nobody else. But you only do that so that the kerevim should not become Edim. But Avada, if you don't tell anybody and you have two people watching, Avada, they could be Aiden. So if so, why can't the Shliach be an aid? So Gemara says, Elo Rav, Om Rav says like this, Shliach na say, the Shliach could become an aid. Because Alume kom alim ne lemusa, he only knows much more, he's stronger. Like he knows what's doing. He himself is doing the Kedushin, so of course he should be able to be an aid for it. But the Vei Rebbe Shelo Amri, he holds, Ein Shliach Naseid. No, a Shliach cannot become an aid. Why? Kivan the Yom Amar, since we learned before that the klal is Shlucha Shaladim Kemoisa. If you appoint a Shliach and he does it for you, it's considered like you're doing it. If so, have it like a gufei. The Shliach is like the guf of the Baal that's making the Gedushin, and just like the Baal himself cannot be an aid, who are then a Shliach cannot be an aid. Like when you get married, the chosam, when he's making the Gedushin, he cannot be aid the Gedushin. And someone in the Pshat is, like Rashi says in Makis, that the Mekai Medover, the person that's doing the action himself, he cannot be an aid. The Mekai Medover, aidim is only other people that see what's going on, and not the person that's doing the actual Kiyam Hadover. So therefore, the Baal himself cannot be an aid for his own Kedushin. So the Achronim said, the Machlekes here is, that Rav Shela learns the Pshat from Shlichus. When you appoint somebody to be Mekadosh your wife for you, you give over the Shliach the power, he should be Mekadosh. So it's considered like the Shliach now is doing the Ma'is HaKadoshin. So since he's doing the Ma'is HaKadoshin, he cannot be an aid on the old Ma'is HaKadoshin. Mashenkin Rav and Aloha, we hold not like that. We hold the pshat from shlichus is that if you make a shlich marry your wife, his action is considered like the mashalach does it. It's considered like the chosin is marrying his wife. Just you're doing the ma'aseh kedushin for the baal. But who is the real mekadesh? It's the baal that's the real mekadesh. Therefore, the shliach is not called like a baal dover. Therefore, the shliach could be an eid. Then where it says Neitz, we have a kashan rav. It says, Omar l'shloishu, somebody says to three people, say the kid shuli is isha, go and marry me your wife. So it says, echa shliach, one should be the shliach, and shnai made him, and two of them should be eidim. So you see clearly, the shliach cannot be an eid. Divrei beis shammai. Basil says, Kulam Shluchim, no, since she made all them a Shluchim, Hain, Vien Shluch Nasai, then the Shluch cannot be an aid. So you see clearly, both of them all, the Shluch cannot be an aid. And Ad Kam, Lay Plig up until now, the only of you, Ella Bishloish, when you send three people. Avo Bishnai, when you only send two people, Divri Akolay Heavy, it's no good. So it's a Kashan Rav, here you see clearly, Ain Shluch, you see Ain Shluch Nasai. Gemara says, "Who the Yom Kiyatana?" Then Rav learns at this Tana. Tetanya Rabbi Nosson Oimer, that he learns a little bit different. That by Shama, you remember Shama is the one that says Shliach v'yedechod. He could have a Shliach and an Eidechod. In other words, he holds the Shliach could be an Eid. Or Beisilu Loimrim Shliach u'shnayedim. Beisilu is the one that says Ein Shliach nasta. Therefore, we need a Shliach and two other Eidim. The Gemara still asks the question: if so, the Rav ki Beishama, it comes out and Rav is saying like Beishama, and usually we're a whole like Beishama. So what is Eipach? Rav learns the other way around. That's Pshat Rav. But that Rav learned that Beisilu was the one that said Yeshliach, that Shliach could become an aid. That you need a Shliach and an Eidecho. So if Rav holds like Beisham, like Beisilu. But Rav Acha Bered, the Rav Amasni, if you learn the other way around. That Rav Amma ain't Shliach Nasaid. And the Rav Shailo Amri Shliach Nasaid. But I call upon the Hilchos, so what's the Maskono? Shliach Nasaid. We talk a Paschal and the Shliach could be an aid. Even though Shluch HaShavim Kamaisai, but your action is only like the Mishalach, like the Baal made the Kedushin. But you're not the real Baal HaKedushin, therefore you could become an eight. And Omar Rav, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Lishnam, you could tell two people, Tzai V'Kadosh L'Yasisha, go marry me your wife, and Heineid Shluchav, Heineid Eidov. They could be a Shliach and they could be the Eidov, because they pass in Shliach Nasaid. And secondly, V'chein V'Gershin, the same Allah applies by Gershin. You can make two people a Shliach to bring the get to your wife, and they could be the Eidov.